It's 5 minutes before 7 in the evening. A time that will always be significant in the life of an innocent young girl. Until now, hidden dangers have threatened Kate Beekman. But those dangers are about to become openly, hideously apparent. A moment ago in Della Street's apartment building, Homicide Lieutenant Donald Halverson told Della...
I'm going up to your apartment, Miss Street.
Lieutenant, if you think Kate Beekman's in my apartment...
I do. And please don't try to stop me. I have a warrant for her arrest.
May I see it?
It's your privilege.
A murder warrant?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It's a lot of things, Miss Street, but it's not ridiculous.
The idea of thinking Kate capable of murder...
Miss Street, I'm not going to discuss it. And don't try to stop me. Just remember, if she's in your place, you're harboring a wanted person.
Just a moment, please, Lieutenant. This was signed less than an hour ago, so Kate wasn't a wanted person until an hour ago.
I'm not saying that you knew about the warrant until I showed it to you, but now you know.
Miss Beekman is in my apartment, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there for several days. All right, come on, I'll go up with you. No, we'll walk upstairs. It's only one flight. Lieutenant, I'm going to ask you something. Will you tell me the truth?
I'll give you a straight answer, if I answer your question.
Is the district attorney behind this?
Hmm?
Issuing a warrant instead of just a subpoena? The district attorney wants Kate captured as a fugitive, doesn't he?
That's a loaded question, Miss Street. If I don't answer it, that's an answer in itself.
My apartment is right down here. Wait a minute. Don, will you listen to me a minute?
No tricks.
No tricks, just plain straight talk.
All right, darling.
Look, I knew about the warrant. Perry expected the DA to try something like this. He's been waiting. But Perry did not know where I have been keeping Kate.
Okay, I'll buy that. But what's it get you?
Perry arranged for me to be told the moment Mr. App swore out a warrant. My instructions were to get Kate and have her give herself up immediately. I don't know how you learned where she is. Well, perhaps it doesn't matter, but this does terribly. If Kate has the chance, she will give herself up.
What are you asking?
No tricks. I think you know now that I'm not lying to you.
I'm still listening.
All right, follow me into my apartment. Kate will be in the bedroom, and you listen while I speak to her.
And say what?
I'm going to tell her there's a warrant for her arrest. I'm going to tell her that Mr. Mason wants her to give herself up. And you'll hear her agree. Don, maybe it doesn't seem important to you, but it is. I don't know what she's going up against, but I tell you she'll need every friend she can get. And once you hear her, when she doesn't know you're listening, you will know that she wouldn't think of running away, and it'll help convince you that she is not a murderer.
She's even pulled the wool over your eyes.
Don.
Della, Kate Beekman killed him.
Don, if you'd only listen...
I'm going to let you go through with it. Just give me your promise, no tricks.
I promise, and you'll see.
So will you.
All right, be quiet now. I'm going to open my door.
I'm right behind you.
I'm going into the bedroom. I'll leave the door open so you can hear.
Mystery?
I'll come into the bedroom, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello. Oh, listen, Mystery. The bells in the church tower are playing. I love to hear them.
So do I. That's why I took this apartment. Someday I'll take you up in the tower.
Oh, can you see the bells playing?
Oh, yes. The door to the church tower opens just off the street.
Oh.
You climb up winding iron stairs until you reach the platform. The bells are so loud, of course, you almost burst your eardrum.
I like them this way. They're so soft and sweet. Sad in the evening.
Sad?
Mm-hmm. My mother used to say it stays light so long on summer evenings because the day hates to go to sleep. But those church bells, they're singing the day to sleep. What's wrong, Miss Street?
Something you don't deserve, honey. Kate, the district attorney has sworn out a warrant for your arrest.
Warrant?
Yes, it's a legal paper that gives the police the right to arrest you.
For what?
The district attorney thinks you killed Gordon Webber.
Oh, no.
We know you didn't, honey. All we have
but
to
you,
do...
You said place me under arrest?
Just for a little while.
No.
Kate?
I couldn't stand it, Miss Street. I've heard my father talk about... They'll put me in jail.
Only for a little while, honey. That's all. Just
Miss Street, I won't let them. I'll run away.
Kate, come back.
No.
Kate?
I'll run away.
You heard. Miss Beekman, stop. Stop or I'll shoot.
John, you can't. Don't do that.
I only wanted to frighten
She's
her, darling.
She's scared to death. Now that's
Explain
what you...
Explain to me some other
John!
Time. Miss Beekman. Shaw, Ryan, head her off. I see her. Look. Look out for that truck, Miss Bigman!
She's heading for the church. Went into the church tower. Going in after her. Miss Bigman! Come down! She can't hear me.
I'm coming up after you, Miss Beekman. Don't try anything. All right, I see you. Now don't move. I'm warning you, Miss Beekman. All right.
Don't.
What?
Please don't. You're hurting my arm.
Stop trying to get away from me. What?
You're hurting my arm.
No. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to turn you loose. Now, don't try anything.
I won't. Please don't hurt me anymore.
Could have hurt yourself on those iron stairs.
It's okay, Brian. I've got her.
Who are you?
Police Lieutenant Halverson. Homicide.
Homicide?
I've got a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, I didn't kill Weber. I didn't.
How come you ran away?
I didn't know who you were.
What?
I saw you standing outside Miss Street's bedroom door. I saw you in the mirror and I was frightened.
Yeah? You're a real sharp kid.
It's the truth. And I didn't kill Weber.
Come on, let's go.
I didn't kill him.
All right, you can say that. All right, be careful. Here, let me take your arm.
No. I'd rather you didn't.
All right, suit yourself.
Are you taking me to jail?
Mm-hmm.
For questioning?
Look, I won't kid you, miss. You'll be questioned. There's only one answer, and we know that you killed Weber.
Lieutenant.
Look. Please stop that. Just stop crying, will you?
I don't want to cry.
But now, be careful on those steps, miss. I'm going to take your arm, even if you don't want me to. Now, please, take it easy, will you? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look. Now, look, you get no sympathy from me. I've got no sympathy for killers. I know you killed a guy in cold blood. Miss, you got your own self into this mess, and crying won't get you a thing. I'm going to start laughing at you if you don't stop crying.
Oh, no.
Here, take my handkerchief. Now, go on, take it. What did you do it for? Why did you run away?
I told you.
Yes, you told me. You ran straight into a church. Straight into a church. Well, church is out, kid.
Please.
Look, using easy words doesn't change a thing. Look at me. Come on, look up.
What?
Now, give me that handkerchief. Give it to me. A speck of dirt on your forehead.
Oh, I'll get it.
Let me. I want it to be good and sure. That's all off. And my guys to think I got tough with a woman. That's it. Now, look up. Come on. Keep your chin up.
You didn't get rough with me. I was stupid to run away.
You were worse than that, to kill a guy. What did you do it for, a girl like you? Okay, miss. Time for you to go.
And so begins a strange and terrible adventure for Ed Beekman's daughter. By all means, join us for Monday's exciting and dramatic development.